Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Up Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host today, Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And on today, we are going to actually have our prayer and our scripture. And then after our prayer and our scripture, I'm going to give you a synopsis of what the Lord has blessed, I'm going to say us with, because I would like to share this with you so that it can help us to grow spiritually, in spirit and truth. And I thank you so much for tuning in. And before we begin, let us go ahead and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us to see another day. We thank you, Lord, for divine grace. We thank you for mercy. We thank you for having a blessed day, a day that you have made, Lord. We thank you for just giving us the wisdom and knowledge and the understanding, Lord. We thank you for just crowning our heads from the top of our head to the sole of our feet, Lord. We thank you for allowing us to just be present one more time, Lord, because when our names were called this morning, we were in the land of the living, Heavenly Father, and we thank you for that, Lord. We ask you would you continue to look upon those who are in bereavement, Lord. Help them to understand that you're Alpha and Omega. You're the beginning and the end, the first and the last, Heavenly Father. Help each individual not to lose hope, and let them know that you are God, and besides you, there is no other. Thank you, Lord, for the Love Lift Jesus Up Ministry, Heavenly Father, where we can bring the Word of God in a way where people will understand, in a way that people will begin to transform or change their lives in order to serve you in a more productive and a more Christian way, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the words that you give unto us today, Lord. We thank you for every great gift, Lord. We thank you for just helping us to be the person that you would have us to be, Lord. We thank you for continuously keeping us. We thank you for continuously blessing us, Heavenly Father. We're asking you, Lord Jesus, if there's anything that is hindering us from serving you, if there's anything for that is keeping us from giving you the glory, giving you the honor, giving you everything that you need, Lord, we're asking you in the name of Jesus, would you remove it right now, Lord. We thank you for continued grace. We thank you for continued mercy. We thank you for just protecting us, Lord. And we're just asking you, would you continue to be the mouthpiece to speak to and through to the people, Lord. We're asking you, would you bless this broadcast to be something that you are pleased with. Bless it to be a ministry that is built upon you, Lord, and not upon us, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the continued ministry. We thank you for what you're going to do in our lives. We thank you for the things you have done in our lives. And we just ask, would you help us to continue to be humble and continue to serve and continue to please you and do what is acceptable, Lord. Lord, we're asking, would you bless those who are beside the hospital beds, Lord. We're asking you, would you continue to wrap your arms around them. And, Lord, they already know that you are God. They already know that you are the divine creator. They already know that besides you there is no other God, Lord. They already know that you are with them. And we're asking you, would you continue to comfort them, but you continue to bless them and keep them, Lord. Now, Lord, as we begin to prepare to minister unto the people, we're asking you, Heavenly Father, would you help us to give the Word of God in a way that you are pleased with, give the Word of God that is acceptable unto your sight, Lord. And we thank you so much. We just honor, we reverence you, Lord. And we just asking you, Heavenly Father, would you continue to look down upon us and help us to be the people that you would have us to be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And I am just so excited and delighted to be online with you as I am setting up my computer. As I said, I had some problems with my technology, but God is still good because we're able to continue to minister unto the people even when the technology is not where it's supposed to be. So I want to read a verse today before we get started. And the verse comes from 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4. And it reads, love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. I have read to you 1 Corinthians 13 and 4. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and the seekers of his holy word. And once again, I am just so excited about what God is getting ready to do in these next few weeks, next few months, for the people of God, for those of you who have continuously prayed unto God. And, you know, we thank God for each opportunity that we get to spread his word, because God always has a place for the word of God. Amen. So, therefore, we want to get started. And the Lord has given me the opportunity to, first of all, publish a guide that's coming out this week entitled Perfecting Your Walk, Perfecting Your Walk, Perfecting Our Walk. That applies to me as well. But the Lord also gave me a new guide that I'm working on, and the title has changed, but I want to introduce it to you on today. And the first guide is entitled Spiritually Fit for the Lord. Many times we, as Christians or as individuals, we correlate fitness to the world as in exercising, which is true, as in diets, which sometimes is true, research diets, as in eating properly. And those things all help the temple of God, the body of God. But God wants us to stand on the word of God, and that's biblical, stand on the word of God in order to become spiritually fit for the Lord. We must be spiritually fit before we can be physically fit and live in the kingdom of God. The second guide is entitled, and God gave me a new word from this. It's called Godinaires. And actually, to be honest with you, I have never heard of that word until God gave it to me yesterday as I was getting ready to leave the house to go somewhere. Godinaires, and that's millionaires for Christ. Jesus says, you know, we collect money and inherit money and wealth on earth, but those things, when it's passed away, those things diminish. He said, but we need to store up our treasures. It's built on the concept of storing up our treasures in heaven, where moth and all these other things will not destroy it. So this book is very powerful, or guide is very powerful, and helps me as well, because as I said, I need the word of God each and every day of my life also. And as you can hear, I am very excited. I am very delighted. In order to present this to you, I am going to give you only a brief synopsis. I will, throughout the broadcast for months to come, I will introduce you to some of the activities that will be in the guide, so that when you pick up your guide, you will be able to go through these activities and we will grow together. And then I want some feedback from you, so that when other guides come out and when God is given the revelation, if you have questions, you can ask at that time, or you can ask any time. But the first guide that I want to introduce you to is Spiritually Fit for the Lord. And our bodies must be spiritually fit. You know, when we are born, as God is showing it, our bodies begin to die, diminish, because with age, no matter how fit we are dying every day, but we don't live in that state. You know, we try to grow every day, because one day we want to see Jesus and have eternal life. So when we think about being spiritually fit for the Lord, the first revelation God gave me is consumption of the Holy Spirit. And in 1 Timothy 3 and 31, the concept is not to be filled, that we should not be filled with strong drink. And the vision that God gave me was a drunkard. Know not his ways, for he is like the wind. His feet walk, but do not remain on a path. This is the revelation. When he is given water and rest, he awakens and know not why he lay where he lay. And God is saying that in order to be spiritually fit, even when the storms of life come, or even when the devil come, we must be sober. We must be in the word of God. We must be consumed by the Holy Spirit, because if we're consumed by the Holy Spirit, God is around us. You know, we sing that song, Jesus be a fence all around us every day. in order to be protected and for our soul to be anchored, we must be in the Word of God. Now, with this, and I want to give what God has given me, some people say, well, Jesus watches over us and he keeps us. But we must be in the will of God because, as I said, sometimes we become as a drunkard and we go out of the will of God. And we cannot find our way. God is saying stay sober. He's saying stay in the Word of God. And therefore, we can be consumed by the Holy Spirit, and he will lead and direct our footsteps because we want our footsteps to be ordered by God. And speaking of being fit for God, walking is good. Amen. Walking is good. But if we're not walking in the correct posture, if we're not walking long enough, 30 minutes, if we're not meditating or if we're not checking on our heart rate, then our walking is in vain because you have to work up to your capacity in order to begin to see the results. So what God is saying is when you're consumed in the Holy Spirit, walking is good, but if we're walking out of the will of God, it's to no avail because we're not going anywhere. So that's the consumption of the Holy Spirit. We need to be consumed in the Holy Spirit, and God showed fire. He said if we're not consumed in the Holy Spirit, we're consumed in another spirit other than God. On yesterday, I was speaking to my mother, and I told her, I said, I'm writing two guides, and she thought I said I was serving two gods, and she said, you can only serve one God, and that's how strongly we feel about God. If you're not serving the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ himself, for God, then we're serving someone else, and therefore we will be consumed with flames, and that's what God is saying, that we will miss eternal life. So being spiritually fit for the Lord is being consumed by the Holy Spirit. It's not being as a drunkard, just going about your way because your mind is consumed with something else or under the influence. We need to be under the influence of the Holy Spirit. So that will be a section within itself, and that's not all that's contained in that section, but I wanted to share it. The second is consumption of the Holy Spirit. I said consumption of the Holy Spirit, and when I said the second, this is a topic that I'm going to bring out. It's the same concept, but this is the same word, but it's going to be a different section, but it's under consumption. And the Lord revealed the Lord's Supper, prayer, study, and live. And I'm going to give you a brief synopsis. The Lord's Supper, we partake of it because we partake of the Lord's Supper in order to become renewed. And God is saying sometimes the Lord's Supper within our bodies and our hearts need to be taken on a daily basis. And the reason why it needs to be taken on a daily basis is because we want to, as that activity showed, and this will go under the Lord's Supper, we want to take out those negative things in our lives that is hindering us or preventing us from seeking the Word of God, from seeking Jesus. So the event of the Lord's Supper is relevant to the renewal or cleansing of our sins. And being in relation, being in front of the Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ. The second is prayer. When we're consumed of the Holy Spirit, we continue to pray even in those storms. Being spiritually fit for the Lord, we get tired, you know, even when we're running in regular fitness, and that will be something that individuals will write about. You know, running is good for you, and it is. But God says even in running, and there is a scripture that says they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, that will go into this section because God said we have to pray in order to keep on running and walking because we get tired. Even when we're consumed in the Holy Spirit, we get tired. And God is saying prayer helps give us strength. And there are many verses that I will also introduce to you during that time, and also many people who lost strength. You know, Samson lost strength because his hair was cut. There are simple things and ways in which we can lose strength. And we think about it, God has shown me this, anemic. Anemic has low blood. And God is saying even in having low blood or no blood at all, he said that the prayer of the righteous availeth much. And Jesus, when he was on the cross, Jesus died, okay? He died, and he was bruised, and Jesus bled. He bled and died for us, and he became weak. But through prayer and supplication, he was able to rise that third day, and that will also be in there. And being consumed, and when we think about health with the Holy Spirit, you know, we think about having low blood pressure, high blood pressure, no blood pressure at all, amen? So that will go under that concept because God is saying in order to fully own and take care of our bodies, we must or it must be intertwined with the Word of God, not just some research that we've come up with that exercise and walking and things of that nature is healthy. He said, but it must be tied unto the Word of God, and this is why this God is so unique. Okay? Number three, study and live. You know, as I said before, in fitness, if you pick up any fitness book, you will see research-based topics. You know, we have all these doctors and we have all these individuals who have researched best practices. They will tell you that you can lose so much weight without exercising. You can increase your metabolism and things like that after the age of 30. But God is saying study and live. If we study the good book, the Bible, if we study the Word of God and live, God said we will be consumed by the Holy Spirit and our bodies will be taken care of. There are certain things in the Bible that deals with our bodies, such as the meats that we will take of, and such as, just as I said before, the strong drink that we shouldn't consume. There is a lot of things such as not casting our cares and looking back to the past that causes us to have stress, and it causes cancer, and it causes diabetes, and it causes other illnesses, which causes us to slip into what God says a spiritual coma when we don't study and live. He said it causes us to slip into a spiritual coma because we're not consumed with the Word of God, but we're consumed with the devil's tactics to keep us from finding God. So God says study and live. And this is a way to reduce stress. It's also a way to prevent, you know, the pressures on our hearts, because whatever we think, okay, it affects our body. You know, for instance, if you think something negative, then it's going to affect your heart, your blood pressure. When you become angry, I want you to take your blood pressure. Every time you become angry, I want you to take your blood pressure. When you are relaxed, I want you to take your blood pressure. Then take it when you become angry, and I want you to tell me the difference. Because God is saying today that in the Bible it says be slow to anger. That's how we keep our blood pressure down, ladies and gentlemen. There are certain things in the Bible that God has revealed for this God that makes it so unique that this right here will take care of the spiritual aspect and the wellness aspect. Because, you know, when we think about it, study and live. Study and live to make sure that people are telling you right. You know, if someone tell you you can't do it, God said you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You can do all things. So when we study and live and we're consumed by the Holy Spirit, we can reduce the high blood pressure. Some of those things we bring onto ourselves. God talks about, and God has given me these revelations. I don't have them written down, but what will be in the God as well is overconsumption. We can overconsume things, you know. That's food, being greedy. That causes putting a lot of salt on your food. That causes high blood pressure, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we can work out and walk all day, you know, but if we are consuming the salt, putting all that salt in our bodies, then we are not taking care of our bodies. We're overdoing it. It talks about greed, the foods we eat, okay? All of that will be in this guide, and it's very helpful. And as I said, God gave this to me, and I'm going by it because some of this stuff I didn't know, and I know that it's from nobody but God. It will be proven, but and it's not a, I don't want anyone to mistake this as a guide for longevity of life, because our days are numbered. But while we're here, we should do what thus says the Lord spiritually, and also we should do what thus says the Lord physically, you know, because we have a lot of fitness books, as I said before, but this is a spiritual guide fit for the Lord, okay? The second concept is consecration. Consecration. In Joshua 3 and 5, Joshua told the people to consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you. Okay? Consecrate yourselves. Consecration. That means to go in the presence of the Lord. Get by yourself and just meditate on the goodness of God. We have to take our time for the Lord because he takes our time for us. Consecration. Many times we get busy, or we say we're busy, and we need to take our time to be in the presence of a Lord, of the Lord. And it's basically a separation. and it talks about communion as a form of consecration. And God is saying that, you know, we partake of communion in some churches on the first Sunday. I visited a Jehovah Witness church. They partook of it, and actually they didn't really eat it. They just went through the motions on the first Sunday. But God is saying that we need to do this on a daily basis. This shouldn't just be, and this is a personal thing. It's not taking it into the church, but I'm giving you what God gave me. This is a personal thing. We should consecrate ourselves. And it doesn't mean that you have to eat crackers and juice every day. You're going to have to be specific and ask the Lord to consecrate you so that you can be ready for the day. And that's how we start out our day, even with that activity. That's why I said, the activity ties right into this concept. Because when we think about it, we have to consecrate, which is to dedicate or to make holy or become righteous ourselves daily. Because we are sinners, because of sometimes the way we think, because of some of the things that we do, because of some of the things we say, we have to do this daily. And Joshua told the people, he said, consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things. And you know what? Just as I was reading that, I'm going to try that tonight. I am going to consecrate myself, and I'm going to ask God, you know, that I want to dedicate my hands and my feet and my actions unto him on tomorrow. I want to do things that's going to please God. And so, therefore, I'm going to try this out, because in the good book, you know, we're supposed to consecrate ourselves daily, not just wait until the Lord's Supper when we get to church. It shall be a daily thing, and this will be in the book. And this ties into health, in that we have to eat the right foods, ladies and gentlemen. And in eating the right foods, there are things in the Bible that the Bible speaks against eating. There are also, as I said, there are things in the Bible that speaks against drinking certain things or drinking certain amounts. And it's not so much of what we eat or drink, it's how much we eat or drink. So therefore, we need to consecrate ourselves every day so that we can be better for the Lord the next day and serve God better than we did yesterday. Okay, so we want to make sure that we're consecrating ourselves. So we have consumption of the Holy Spirit, consecration, which means being into the presence of the Lord, basically dedicating our day to God so that we can treat people right, so that we won't be angry and our blood pressure go up, so that people won't get on our nerves, so that our heart rate won't go up and we may have a heart attack. We need to be ready to go out. That's part of being fit. And finally, energize for the glory of God. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. And we're dealing with three concepts, ladies and gentlemen, under energize for the glory of God. We're looking at the mind, because God said, think of the good things. And even when we're talking about fitness, you have to be positive and say that when I go to the gym, or when I'm in my house and I'm exercising, or when I'm outside exercising, that I'm going to see results. I'm going to give it my best. You know, although I'm tired today, I'm going to do something for my body, something for the temple of God that will make it better. Then we're looking at the heart. God says, cast all your cares. This helps decrease heart attacks, ladies and gentlemen. When you're worried about things, or when things get hectic, then that's when our hearts start working harder and the blood start pumping faster, and a heart attack can come on, or a stroke. And God says, if we learn how to cast all of our cares upon the Lord and leave them there, and even when we're working out, okay, our heart rate goes up. And a lot of people say, well, what's the difference between your heart rate going up, okay, when you're working out, and your heart rate going up when somebody makes you mad? Well, there's good stress and bad stress, and God is taking us to the good stress of life, which is being excited. And God says, be anxious for nothing, but he didn't say be excited. He didn't say you couldn't be excited or happy. So when we're working out, you know, our heart rate is moving fast, but it's at a good pace because we're not angry. So that's good stress. The bad stress is when we become angry. And when we become angry, our blood pressure goes up, our heart begins to have to, you know, pump blood, and boom, a heart attack can come on. All right? Then we look at spirit. The spirit is actually Jesus Christ, but the spirit that God showed me is emotions. A lot of our emotions also deals with being fit for the Lord and being fit, physically fit. Because did you know that sometimes when people are angry or people are depressed or sad, they eat more than they should, because it's a comfort unto them. So when we look at this, that's how we inherit different things, because we just eat things just because it's a comfort. It fills us up, you know, and some people use food as a comfort, but we shouldn't do that. We should use Jesus Christ, because in looking at that, Jesus Christ teaches us how to control our anger, how to deal with the storms of life, and how to prosper. So this is going to be a very energetic guide, you know, spiritually fit for the Lord. It's not just a bunch of scriptures. It's revelations. It's activities and things of that nature that will actually reduce stress, reduce some symptoms of diseases. And this is not a guide, as I said, to increase life, because God is over our lives. This guide is just like a regular guide, but it's unique in nature because there are revelations going forth, and it's going to be proven, just like this other book. There are things in it that will be proven, and you will know that this is the real deal, okay? But the thing about it is, I don't want people to think that this is a guide to increase your life. It is a guide to help you become or be comfortable while on earth. As I said before, because the whole concept is to keep the temple healthy, but not only to keep it healthy, but to keep it fit for the kingdom of God, because we want to have eternal life. Okay, the next concept or the next guide is Godinaires, which are millionaires for Christ. And there are some concepts, and I'm only, as I said before, this is a synopsis. There are going to be other topics in each guide. But Godinaires, millionaires for Christ, the first thing is that we need to work in the field. You know, there are Bible verses which reads that if we don't work, then we don't eat. There's also verses which consist of, you know, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. And then God goes on to say that we reap what we sow. So if we decide that we don't want to work for God or in the kingdom, then when it's time to reap the benefits, and then we will reap that we gave out. And so that's in Genesis 1 and 31. When God viewed the fruit of his labor, he called it very good. And the question that I'm going to pose to the readers is, where is your fruit and who are you working for? And when I say where is your fruit, that means that where are you building up your treasures? Are we just building it around material things, or are we doing it for God? And who are you working for? Are you doing any work for the Lord? Are you doing anything the Lord has asked you to do? The second thing that God revealed that increases or helps us become millionaires for Christ is our tithes and working. You know, God says, bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open. Now, that's a strong word. Throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will not be room to store it. Tithes and working. And ladies and gentlemen, I will be the first to say that this concept is true. How much ever you tithe, I guarantee you, you will have that much when you need it most. And it's very important that we give unto God whatever we can, because God gives so much to us. And, yes, I'm promoting giving unto God. And giving unto God does not mean giving everything that you have to a religious organization, to a church. You know, it doesn't mean that. But what it does mean is at least giving a tenth or more of what God has given unto you. And I guarantee you, and it's a promise, I want you to try it. Just try it one time. And I guarantee you, God will throw open the door. I guarantee you, it's guaranteed. I recommend God any day. I recommend giving unto God and his program any day. And it's not saying give your whole paycheck. God is not saying that. He said give a tenth. A tenth. That's it. Not give you a whole paycheck. But the thing about it is, God will provide. You have to trust God, and you have to believe in him. And many times, you know, that tenth that we're supposed to, you know, gave to God, then sometimes we may have a flat tire, or we may have to get something fixed. So God is showing us that if we would have given and if we would have been obedient, then maybe our circumstances would have been different. So it's very important if we want to really feel this effect of millionaires for Christ, give your tithes and offering and work for the Lord. Giving and receiving, Acts 20 and 35, it says, "In everything I did, I showed you that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak, remembering the words the Lord himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive." And it's more blessed to give than to receive. It's saying it right there. We have to give unto God, give unto the people, can, where we can, while we live. Giving does not just mean monetary. Giving is giving the word of God. Giving is giving your service, giving your knowledge. You know, if you're up on the top of the ladder, pull somebody else up. That's what giving and receiving is. Okay? And so there will be more concepts within this particular guide or these guides that will be described, but I wanted to go ahead and energize you and give you those concepts. And I'm going to go over them one more time, as I had someone inbox me and ask me to go over those concepts. And also you can listen to the ministry again because it's archived. For Spiritually Fit for the Lord, and I said this was a new guide, there are three concepts that I want to introduce, although there will be many more. And the first is consumption of the Holy Spirit. We need to be consumed with the Holy Spirit so that our paths will lead into a place that God has willed us to go into. Consecration, that means we should dedicate our day to the Lord, our hands, our feet, our mouth, our words, our thoughts to the Lord. And I guarantee you, you'll have a better day. You won't go home so stressed out. You won't go home complaining as much because you have learned, and that's how we're learning to take these negative things and put them into a positive concept. Also, being energized for the glory of God, you will feel like Superman or Superwoman in that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You will begin to take those risks, and you will begin to step out and do what thus says the Lord. And not only what thus says the Lord, but you will see a difference in your attitude, a difference in your work ethics, because you are energized for the glory of God. And then I introduced the Godinaires, millionaires for Christ. We have to work in the field. You know, God says if we don't work, then we don't eat, you know. And give our tithes and offering. And it's better to give than to receive. You know, we should always make sure that we're giving. And also, if we're giving, then everybody gets something, right? But if we're receiving, then somebody's going to be left out. So we need to make sure that we're giving more, not only giving more to the people, but giving more to God, giving more of our service, giving more of our time, giving more of our love unto God, our Father. And so, therefore, I wanted to introduce you to those concepts. And now I'm going into the announcements. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com. In addition to that, gospel artists, promoters, radio hosts, everyone else, community leaders, positive community leaders, please be sure to Facebook Alfreda Love, that's AlfredaLove, or FredaLove, or you can email me, emoneya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the ministry as well. In addition to that, make sure that you are praying for 40 individuals. Make sure that they all are not your family members. If you have to put all your family members on the page, make sure you put them on the first line and pray for each one of them. And do not forget to pray for yourself. Reaping What You Sow, Gospel Fest and Book Signing Event. Dear family and friends, you're cordially invited to the Reaping What You Sow, SEW and SOW, Gospel Fest. We're seeking mom teams, praise dancers, choirs, poets, and ministries. If your teams are interested in participating, please contact Alfreda Love, emoneya_love@yahoo.com. Please let me know by February 28th. You should be receiving your letters this week. Praise God. The purpose is a fundraiser for Great Ebenezer Baptist Church. When is it? It's April 5th, 2014. Where? 919 Dutton Avenue, Waco, Texas. Donation, whatever your heart desire. Book signing event will follow after the event. Perfecting Your Walk with and by Alfreda Love. In addition to that, please be sure. You can also check me on LinkedIn, as I have many of you on LinkedIn, and I will contact you and call you about radio interviews. On tomorrow, God's will, we are going to have a ministry, and the ministry will be what God wants it to be on tomorrow, God's will. So be sure to check out my Facebook page, ALFREDALOVE. In addition to that, if someone asks you, what that big smile is all about. You be sure to tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. Until next time, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.